弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
前几天我们都过了感恩节。
We all had Thanksgiving a couple days ago.
每年这个节日都提醒我们要数算，感谢神的恩典。
Every year this holiday reminds us to count and give thanks for God's grace.
那今天我所挑的经文就是讲到一个感恩的故事。
And the passage selected for today is a story about giving thanks.
在今天的信息当中，我会希望每个人细细的观察经文的细节，所以请每个人手上一定要有一本圣经。
I want you to follow closely in the Bible passage with me, so please keep your Bibles open.
如果没有圣经的话，举个手，招待会拿给你。
If you don't have a Bible, please raise your hand and we'll have the ushers pass one to you.
在刚刚读经的时候，大家已经看到有十个长大麻风的人来向耶稣求助。
Just now when we read the passage, we all heard that 10 people with leprosy came to Jesus for help.
就是翻到路加福音17章11到19节。
It's Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19.
他们来向耶稣求助的时候，耶稣就叫他们去把身体给祭司查看。
When they came to Jesus for help, Jesus told them to show their bodies to the priests.
他们照着去做的时候，就发现自己的麻风病好了。
And when they did so, they found that they had been healed of leprosy.
之后，其中一位回来感谢，来找耶稣感谢他。
And afterwards, one of them came back to find Jesus and to thank him.
这时候耶稣问，洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？
But Jesus asked,We're not all 10 cleansed. Where are the other 9?
今天早上我们要思想的就是这个问题。
What we should reflect on today is this question.
洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？
We're not all 10 cleansed. Where are the other 9?
为什么只有一个回来，另外九个人呢？
Why did only one come back? What about the other 9?
请大家现在和我一同看圣经。
I invite all of you to look at the Bible with me.
我们一边细细的看，然后一边请你回答下面几个问题。
Please read closely as we try to answer the following questions.
请问在这个事件当中，等一下大声回答哈。请问在这个事件当中，有多少位长大麻风的人听到耶稣经过那个村庄，就迎面来找耶稣？
Shout out your answer. In this incident, how many people with leprosy?Heard Jesus was passing by the village and came to find Jesus.
有多少位面对面遇着了耶稣？
How many people met Jesus face to face?
有多少位向耶稣呼喊，恳求他的怜悯？
How many people cried out to Jesus and begged for his mercy?
耶稣向多少位给了清楚的指示？
So how many people did Jesus give clear instructions?
有多少位听从了这个指示？
How many people heard his instruction?
有多少位大麻风就得了医治？
How many people were then healed of leprosy?
那么有多少位回来感谢耶稣？
But how many people came back to thank Jesus?
怎么只有一位呢？
Wait, why was there only one?
另外九位呢？
What about the other 9?
为什么他们不回来感谢耶稣？
Why didn't they come back to thank Jesus?
问题出在哪里？
What was the problem?
我们刚刚这样一边读一边细细的思想，就知道原因不是什么。
Just now as we read and thought about the passage detail, we learned why those 9 people didn't thank Jesus, not because they never heard about Jesus.
就知道那九个人没有感谢耶稣，并不是因为他们没有听说过耶稣。
It was not because they never heard about Jesus.
不是因为他们没有遇见耶稣。
It was not because they never met Jesus.
不是因为他们没有向耶稣求。
It was not because they never asked Jesus for help.
不是因为耶稣对他们的呼求没有回应。
It's not because Jesus never responded to their cries.
不是因为耶稣没有给他们指引。
It's not because Jesus never gave them any instructions.
也并不是因为他们没有得到医治。
It was not because they were never healed.
刚刚讲的那一切的事情，这十个人当中的每一个人都经历到了。
All these things we just mentioned, they were experienced by every one of those 10 people.
但是十位当中只有一位回来找耶稣。
But only one came back to find Jesus and to thank him.
另外那九个人从此消失无影无踪。
The other 9 disappeared from that point on. They left no trace and were never seen again.
到底那九个人为什么不回来呢？
But why didn't those 9 people come back?
圣经只记载了耶稣所发出的问题，没有记载答案。
The Bible only recorded Jesus' question, but not his answer.
所以他们究竟为什么不回来？可能只有他们自己知道。
So what caused them not to come back? Maybe only they themselves know.
也很可能每个人的原因各不相同。
And very likely the cause wasn't the same for every each person.
所以在这里我们只能思想猜想。
So here we can only wonder.
如果我是那九位大麻风的其中之一。有什么原因会让我不回来找耶稣感谢他
If I were one of the nine people who had leprosy, what would cause me not to come back and thank Jesus?
来，我们大家一同想一想，你想有什么原因，想到你就大声讲。
So let us all think about this. What possible causes would there be?
太忙。
Too busy?
哦，可能顾忌，有些顾忌。
Oh, there are some concerns.Too happy.
好，那其中我想大家的分享原因都很好。
the reasons you people mentioned were good.
其中还有一个可能的原因是，我的大麻风病虽然好了，但我怎么知道就一定是耶稣医好的呢
？One of the possible causes sound like this. I know my leprosy is gone, but how do I know that it was really Jesus who healed me?
有没有有的人会有这样想法
？Are there people who think this way?
当然有
，Yes, of course.
恐怕连我们自己都有过。
Maybe even we ourselves have thought this way before.
差不多30年前，我要出国留学的时候
30 years ago, when I was leaving Taiwan to study abroad,
我跟我当时的女朋友讲好，我先来美国，然后她晚一个学期来。
Mrs. Su, who was my girlfriend at the time, and I, we agreed that we would come to the U.S. first.
You disclose some secrets.
Oh, groups.
Yeah, but same girlfriend and wife, yeah.
Okay, so they agreed that I would come to the U.S. first.
那我秋季入学之后，立即与学校的电脑系联络，为近期办理冬季入学的申请手续。
So, I would come in the fall semester, and then I'll help her do her application procedures, and then she'll come in the winter semester.
那一切都照计划进行的非常顺利，我和电脑系主任的交谈也让我非常乐观。
So as soon as I got here, I contacted the computer science department, and everything was going smoothly.
那时候我还没有信主，出于好奇，每个周五固定去查经班。
So at a time of curiosity, I regularly went to a Bible study on every Friday.
一些基督徒很有爱心地说，他们愿意为近期的入学申请祷告。
All the Christians, they were very loving, and they told me they were willing to pray for Mrs. Su's admission application.
那我不信主，我就婉拒他们的关心，说，哎，这个事情不需要祷告。
I still wasn't a believer at the time, so I turned down their kind offer and said, oh, this doesn't need prayer.
但是到了系主任约我见面的那一天，他告诉我近期的申请被拒了。
But at the next appointment with the department chair, he told me that her application was rejected.
这件事情完全出乎我的意料之外。
This is totally not what I expected.
是到了后来很久才透过别人打听才知道原因是什么。
A long time later, we found out through other people that at the time,
是很不巧，当时电脑系有两位我们大学同校的人。表现不太理想，还出现了一些问题，所以系上的教授对我们那个学校的毕业生的能力失去信心。
It was at the time two alumni of our undergraduate institution were not doing well in the graduate program and even got into some trouble. So the professors in the department lost confidence in the ability of the graduates of our undergraduate institution.
那当时我不知道详情，一听到坏消息，当场在那个系主任面前惊慌的发抖。
But back when I wasn't aware of the details, when I heard the bad news, I trembled in fright right before my department chair.
我不知道怎么样打电话告诉他这个坏消息，我也不知道我们将来两个人会怎么样。
I didn't know what to say to Mrs. Su over the telephone. I didn't know what we should do in the future.
那这系主任是一位非常虔诚的美国基督徒。
My department chair was a godly American Christian and was very loving.
他很有爱心地说，虽然他所负责的研究所必须尊重委员会的决议。但是也许我可以去找大学部帮忙，用大学部电脑系的名义申请入学，拿到 I-20.
So he even said that even the graduate school that he's responsible for must respect the decisions of the admission committee. Maybe I could ask the undergraduate school for help. She could apply for admissions to the undergraduate computer science program and then get an I-20.
他说近期来了以后，只要修一个学期电脑系的课，拿好成绩证明自己的实力，研究所的教授就没有理由。 不收他了。
After she comes here and takes a semester of computer science courses, and if she gets good grades to prove her ability, then the professors at the graduate school will have no reason not to admit her.
其实静琪当时在台湾早已经有非常好的工作，但是然后她愿意受这些委屈。
By the time, Mrs. Su had a very good job, but for me, she was willing to endure these humiliating circumstances.
她一答应我就立即的积极的四处奔跑，很快就把这些事情都办妥了。
So as soon as she agreed, I was motivated and immediately ran around making all the necessary errands, and very quickly I completed everything.
所以当她收到 I-20 的时候，我们都以为这下子啊，她就要来美国和我团聚了。
When Mrs. Su received her I-20, we thought that she can now come to the U.S. and we can be reunited together again.
没想到有一天晚上，静琪从台湾打电话来。
Who knew, however, that one night Mrs. Su called from Taiwan.
她的签证没过。
Telling me that her visa application wasn't approved.
移民官说她已经在台湾一所很好的大学，有电脑学士的学位，哪有这么荒唐的道理，再来美国读同一个科系的本科。
The visa officer said that since she already had a bachelor's degree in computer science from a very good university in Taiwan. It was absurd for her to come to the U.S. to study in an undergraduate program in the same field.
她再怎么样的解释哀求，移民官就是不肯。
No matter how she explained and begged again and again, the visa officer was not convinced.
那这一连串的打击让她无法承担。
Mrs. Su couldn't bear the series of traumatic events.
她在电话上嚎啕大哭地说，她来不了了，恐怕以后再也见不到我。
So over the telephone, she started bawling, saying that she doesn't think she'll be able to come to the U.S. and maybe she won't be able to see me ever again.
听她这么一哭，我心都碎了。
When I heard, my heart was breaking.
挂了电话，我心乱如麻，精神几乎要崩溃。
After I hung up, I was so distraught and I felt like I was almost going to have a mental breakdown.
偏巧那天真奇怪，已经很晚了，我三个室友一个都没回来。
Strangely, it was very late at night, but none of my three roommates had come home yet.
我苦闷的不得了，却没有人可以谈。
I felt really miserable, but there was nobody I could talk to.
突然我想到上帝。
Suddenly I thought about God.
我一想到他就气。
But as soon as I thought about him, I got angry.
自己一个人在屋子里疯狂的大骂，把一肚子的委屈和怨气全部发泄出来。
Alone in the house, I yelled like a madman, letting all the grievances and bitterness I had stored inside of myself just erupt like a volcano.
骂到累得倒下去。
I was yelled so tired until I couldn't stand up anymore.
其实很荒唐，我不信上帝，但我骂他骂了很久。
Even though I didn't believe in God at the time, I yelled at him for a long time.
在无助的情形之下，我向这位我不相信却又有一肚子气的上帝祷告。
In this helpless situation, I started praying to this God that I didn't even believe in, but was angry towards.
在很久一段时间之后，我整个人平静下来。
After a very long time, I calmed down.
我只是觉得很稀奇，怎么我祷告了这么久，我的室友也都没回来。
All I was wondering was why my roommates still haven't come home even after I've been praying for so long.
第二天我再去找那个系主任。
The next day I went to find the department chair again.
他非常有爱心的愿意帮忙。
He was very kind and was willing to help.
马上亲笔写一封信解释情形，请移民官批准近期的签证。
He immediately wrote a letter himself, explained the situation, and asking the visa officer to approve Mrs. Su's visa.
结果近期真的就签证通过了。
In the end, Mrs. Su's visa was really approved.
你们说这么大的困难终于得到解决了，我是否应该向神感恩？
Wouldn't you say that I should give thanks to God when such a big problem finally was resolved?
那么你们猜我当时感谢耶稣了吗？
But guess whether I thanked Jesus at the time?
没有。
No, I didn't.
照样没有。
I still didn't thank him.
为什么没有？
Why didn't I?
问题一解决，我马上又自以为了不起了。
As soon as the problem was solved, I immediately returned to thinking that I was somebody.
我怎么知道他签证通过是因为耶稣？
How do I even know that the visa approval is because of Jesus?
耶稣又不是对我有求必应。
Jesus doesn't give me whatever I want.
早先那些基督徒不是也为我们祷告，他还是没有拿到研究生的录取。
Didn't those Christians pray for us in the beginning? She still didn't get admitted to the graduate program.
我想要谢，恐怕还是该谢谢我自己。
If I would thank anybody, I should thank myself.
是我够积极。
It's because I was motivated.
是我马上采取行动解决问题。
And I could immediately take action to solve the problem.
也是我聪明能干，一条路走不通，马上换一条。
It was also because I was smart and capable. When one way didn't work, I immediately switched to a different way.
还能够让这个系主任帮我写信。
I could even get my department chair to write a letter for me immediately.
要谢，我也许可以谢谢我眼睛看得到真正有帮助我的系主任。
If I were thinking that, I could thank my department chair, who I can see with my own eyes actually provided help to me.
至于耶稣有没有帮忙，我不知道。
But whether Jesus actually helped, I don't know.
所以大家看到了吗？
So did you all see that?
也许其中几位大麻风得医治人就跟我一样，他有很多怀疑。
Or maybe some of the people who are healed of leprosy were like me. They have a lot of doubts.
他想，也许这是巧合。
They believe, well, maybe it was merely a coincidence.
也许是自己的努力或者是其他的因素来要解决问题的。
Maybe it was their own hard work or other factors which solved the problem.
所以虽然问题解决了，他们却不向神感恩。
So even though the problem was solved, they didn't give thanks to God.
这可能是第一方面的原因。
This is the first cause of not giving thanks.
第二个可能原因，刚刚有人提到是有顾虑。
The second possible cause was mentioned previously, and it's concerns and worries.
不敢公开承认耶稣的医治。
These concerns and worries take away our courage to admit Jesus' healing.
有些人在病得医治或者困难得到解决的时候，虽然心里受到震撼，但是也不敢轻易表现出来。
Some people, even when their illnesses are healed or when their problems are solved, even though their hearts are moved, they don't dare to show it easily.
同样举我30年前的例子。
I'll give another example from about 30 years ago.
我自己去查经班一阵子之后，
After I've been going to Bible study for a while,
在学期末的一个星期六，我和一起住的另外三位研究生一起吃晚饭。
On a Saturday at the end of the semester, I ate dinner with the three other graduate students who live with me.
那时候30年前，我姐姐从加州寄一些中国食品给我，那是对我们是很好的事情。
3 years ago, my sister used to ship Chinese food from California, and it was a really good thing for us.
那天就有一批新的到达，我们决定开一些罐头来吃。
And on that day, the new shipment arrived, so we decided to open some to eat.
可是大家知道，有一些中国食品的玻璃罐的盖子很难打开的。
But as some of you know, some Chinese food are sold in glass jars, some of whose lids are very hard to open.
以前就好几次，我们是几个人轮流开了之后才开起来的。
We often have two or three people take turns trying to open them until they're opened.
那天我们想要打开的那罐头盖子又是紧得不得了。
The lid of the jar that we wanted to open that day was also very tight.
四个人轮流用尽各样的方法，又敲又打，就是打不开。
The four of us took turns and we tried all the methods we knew, including knocking and hitting, and no matter what we did, we couldn't open the lid.
大家弄得没办法的是，其中一位说：“哎，小徐啊，你不是去查经班去了好一阵子，跟耶稣祷告祷告啊。”
We didn't know what to do, and so one of my roommates said, "Hey Tony, haven't you been going to Bible study for a good while now? Why don't you try praying to Jesus?"
但我想想也对啊。
I thought about it and said, "No, it's a good idea."
虽然没信主，但既然想吃，试一试也无妨嘛。
Even though I still hadn't believed in God, but I wanted to eat what was inside the jar, so I didn't think there was anything wrong with trying and see if there was.
我闭上眼睛，真诚的祷告。
So I closed my eyes and prayed sincerely.
那我握着盖子祷告一阵子之后，眼睛睁开，使劲一下，啪就开了。
After praying for a while, while I was holding the jar, I opened my eyes again and twisted the lid for force. Pop, the lid opened.
当时我心中真的是吓了一大跳。
Oh wow, that moment my heart jumped in surprise.
说不上来。
I couldn't describe it.
但感觉得到那盖子转开的太容易了。
But I felt that that lid had just turned too easily.
虽然如此，我却什么都没说。
In spite of that, I didn't say anything.
大家高声欢呼叫好，我也跟着这边起哄。
Everybody else was cheering loudly and happily, so I joined in their cheering.
大家拿祷告灵不灵当作笑话，开玩笑，我也跟着开玩笑。
Everybody else was joking about whether praying works or not, so I joined them in their joking.
因为这事情发生太突然了，我不知道该怎么回应。
Because the incident happened too suddenly, I didn't even know how to respond.
我只知道我绝对不能在别人面前把这个事情当真的。
I just knew that I couldn't treat prayer as real in front of other people.
要不然会闹笑话，会被人当傻瓜。
Otherwise, I would be made fun of and be regarded as a fool.
因为我们几个不信主的人，每次听到基督徒为什么事情感谢神，我们就在背后取笑他们。
But because the four of us, as non-Christians, every time we hear Christians giving thanks to God for something, that's how we laugh at them and behind their backs.
所以虽然这个事情发生了，问题解决了。
So even though the event happened and even though the problem was solved.
虽然在主观的经历当中，我的心被震撼到了。
Even though in my subjective experience, my heart was moved.
但我什么都没表示。
I didn't show a thing.
我什么都不敢表示，连想都不敢多想。
Because I didn't even dare to show anything. I didn't even want to think about it too much.
特别在二十世纪的今天，说耶稣听我祷告，把罐头打开了。多荒唐可笑啊！
Especially today in the 20th or 21st century, if I said Jesus heard my prayer and opened the lid of the jar, how absurd and ridiculous would it sound?
不是我不觉得稀奇，而是我有太多的顾虑。
It's not because I felt my But I didn't feel that this was miraculous, but it was because I had too many concerns and worries.
也许有些人就跟我一样。
Maybe there are people like me.
也许其中几位大麻风的医治的人也和我一样。
Maybe some of the people who were healed of the leprosy were in the same position.
不是没有经历。
It was not because they didn't experience God.
不是没有受到震撼。
Not because they weren't moved.
而是有很多的顾虑。
But because they still had many worries and concerns.
也许是怕还没有信主的亲戚朋友会怎么看。
Maybe they were scared of how their friends, relatives, and family who have not believed in the Lord would view them.
也许会害怕成为基督徒之后，生命的主权要交出去。
Maybe they're scared of having to hand over the right of being the master of their own lives if they can become Christians.
我刚信主的时候，非常不习惯在别人面前谢饭祷告。
When I first believed in the Lord, I was very uncomfortable saying grace before a meal in front of others.
主要原因也是怕我的朋友们论断轻看我。
And the main cause was my fear of being judged and looked down upon by my friends.
经过一段时间，我以为自己已经完全克服这个障碍了。
After some time, I thought I totally overcome this obstacle.
结果在我信主一年多之后，还是在一次的考验当中失败。
But later, more than a year after I began to believe in the Lord, I still fell during a test.
当时我太太比我早三个月拿到电脑硕士，已经开始在一家很大的电脑公司，在帕斯蒂纳一个厂工作。
My sister obtained her master's degree in computer science 3 months before I did, and at the time she had just started working in the Pasadena office of a big American computer company in the Los Angeles area.
那我快要毕业之前，同样一家公司也给了我面谈。
So when I was about to graduate, that company also gave me an interview.
去之前我就知道那会是一整天与好多个不同的人面谈，中午还会有人带我去吃饭。
Before I went, I already knew that I'd be meeting several people over the course of an entire day, and around noon time, somebody would take me out to lunch.
那我事先在心中演练了好几次如何在吃饭的时候照常谢饭。
So in preparation, I mentally rehearsed several times beforehand how I'd say grace as usual before eating.
但是那天要吃中饭的时候，带我去的人一直说话说个不停。
But during lunch that day, the person I was eating with kept talking on and on.
我实在不敢打断他。
I didn't dare to interrupt him.
我就选择不谢饭了。
So I chose not to say grace.
因为我太想要那份工作。
Because I wanted that job too much.
我太怕讲错一句话会被扣分。
I was really scared of saying something wrong and negatively affecting his impression of
me. 我就一时软弱妥协了。
So in a moment of weakness, I compromised my conviction about saying grace.
当时心中当然很懊恼。
And my heart, of course, I felt slightly regretful and troubled.
但是一心一意想了那个工作。
But my whole heart and mind was focused on wanting and trying to get that job.
那个人话真多啊。
And that guy talked a lot.
吃完之后他还要点甜点。
He even ordered dessert after the meal.
结果到我们回公司的时候，比原先排好下一个面谈的时间晚了5分钟。
As a result,When we got back to the office, I was 5 minutes late for the next interview that was scheduled.
那是那天最关键的面谈，是有权做最后决定的那个 department manager.
That was the most crucial interview of the entire day. I was supposed to meet the person who had the authority to make the final decision, the department manager.
那因为他还有别的会要开，一看我们迟了，就没有等我取消了那个面谈。
Because she still had other meetings to attend, as soon as she realized I was going to be late, she didn't wait for me. She canceled the interview.
所以那天回家的时候，我万分的懊恼。
So as I was going home that day, I felt extremely regretful and troubled.
先气那个话又多又贪吃甜点的人。
Initially, I was just angry at the guy who loved to talk and eat dessert.
但是圣灵在我心中责备我。
But in my heart, the Holy Spirit scolded me.
我在谢饭的事情上软弱妥协。
For being weak and compromising on the matter of saying grace.
我知道我爱得那份工作胜过爱神。
I knew I loved getting this job more than I loved God.
我感觉神借此管教我，我就向神认罪。
I felt that God was using this incident to discipline me and to teach me, so I confessed my sins to God.
在我向神认错之后一个多月。
So after a month after I confessed my sin,
接到电话。
I received a phone call.
是那个 department manager.
And when I picked it up, it was the department manager.
他说我面谈之后，因为全球经济萧条。公司总部将全世界所有的厂人事冻结。
So after my interview, because of the global economic depression, the company headquarters ordered all the branch offices worldwide to stop hiring new employees.
但他还是想雇佣我，所以过去一个月他花了很多的努力，就找到一个方法让我可以上班。
But she still wanted to hire me. So for the past month, she's been spending a lot of time and effort, and finally she found a way.
Yeah, 我就是以 contractor 的身份开始工作。
So I was going to start working as a contractor.
这次我听到消息，立即向神献上感恩。
When I heard this news, I immediately gave thanks to God.
不只是感谢神给我工作
，I didn't just thank God for giving me a job.
而且感谢神出于爱管教我。
I thank God even more for disciplining and teaching me out of love.
那你们猜我上班第一天吃中饭的时候怎么做啊
？Guess what I did during lunch on my first day at work.
我和我太太一起在公司的餐厅低头谢饭。
Mrs. Su and I bowed our heads and said grace together at the office cafeteria.
虽然我们很低调，不是要做给人看的。
Even though we were very low key, we weren't putting on a show for other people.
但两个人住在一起，同时低头谢饭，还是比较显眼的。
But two people sat sitting together, bowing their heads and saying grace at the same time, maybe it was still rather noticeable.
所以才祷告谢饭完，就有一些老中主动过来打招呼，还问我们，哎，是不是基督徒？
So as soon as we finished praying to give thanks for the food, some Chinese colleagues came over and said hello and even asked whether we were Christians.
那接下来几天对我们谢饭而感到好奇的人越来越多。
So next several days, more and more people were curious about our saying grace.
一些人开始来跟我们坐在一起吃饭，而且问我们为什么会信耶稣。
They would come and sit with us for lunch and even ask why we believe in Jesus.
我们想都没想到，我开始上班还不到两个星期。就在别人的要求之下，我们在公司开始了一个查经班。
We never thought that less than 2 weeks after I'd start this job, we would start a Bible study at somebody else's request.
每个星期有一天，公司的同事下班之后就到我们家一起吃简单的晚餐，然后一起查考圣经。
One day a week after work, colleagues from our office would come to our home to eat a simple dinner together, and then we'll study the Bible.
我们基督徒的身份很快的在这整个公司当中成为明显影响同事们的一股力量。
Our identity as Christians soon became a force that clearly influenced the colleagues in our office.
一些同事因为我们的邀请开始去教会。
Some of our colleagues started going to church after we invited them.
有些就信主受洗。
And later they believed in the Lord.
几位还成为教会的执事
they got baptized and some even became deacons at a church.
这一切都是从简单的低头谢饭开始。
All these things started from a very simple act of saying grace.
一般人不向神感恩，还有第三方面可能的原因，刚刚大家也提到。
There was also the possible cause of why people don't give thanks to God, and somebody already mentioned it earlier.
就是得了医之后，忙着去庆祝啊。
And it's because like after they get healed, they're too busy with celebrating.
庆祝完了，又急着为生活其他的事情而忙碌。
And after they're done celebrating, they're too busy with other things in life.
问题解决不了的时候，找耶稣帮忙。
When the problem can't be solved, some people find Jesus for help.
等到问题解决了，对耶稣的兴趣也没了。
But after the problem is solved, their interest in Jesus is gone.
我在洛杉矶住了十一年。
I lived in Los Angeles for 11 years.
那时候我参与开荒建立的一间教会，每个主日崇拜结束之后。都会有好几组的祷告同工为有各样需要的人祷告。
A church I participated in planting had several groups of co-workers who would pray for people in need after every Sunday worship service.
所以那时候常常有很多人在主日带着各样的困难来教会，请我们为他们祷告。
So at the time, there were often many people with all sorts of problems coming to church on Sunday asking us to pray for them.
所以生意遇到困难的时候，常常来，我们为他们祷告。
When their businesses were encountering problems, they came to church often, and we prayed for them.
等到困难解决了，不来了。
But they waited until their problems were solved, and then they stopped coming.
为什么呢？
Why?
生意好起来，忙都忙不过来，哪有时间去教会？
Their business is already doing well now, and they're already too busy, so why would they have time to come to church?
那时候还有好几位一直没有怀孕。也常常来，我们为他们祷告。
And there are also couples who wanted a baby, and they came to church often, and we prayed for them.
等到怀孕了，不来了。
They waited until the wife became pregnant, and then they stopped coming.
怕身体不舒服。
Oh, because they were scared the wife would be uncomfortable.
孩子生下来更不能来了。
And after the baby is born, it even becomes more impossible for them to come.
周末时间多宝贵啊，全家享受天伦之乐，哪有时间去教会
？Time during the weekends is so precious now. They have to enjoy every bit of family time. How could they have time to come to church?
当然，这些人的困难得到解决，我们是真诚的，非常为他们高兴。
Regardless of what happens later when these people's problems are solved, we're still very happy for them.
就好像那些生大麻风的人，那是很痛苦的。
It's just like people who have leprosy. The illness causes a lot of pain and suffering.
所以如果大麻风能够得到医治，这是好事，是神的怜悯，是值得我们为他们高兴的。
If the healing of leprosy is a good thing, it's God's mercy, we should feel happy for them.
但是如果一个人只是高兴困难得到了解决，却没有因此懂得向神感恩，那是他自己很大的损失。
But if people are just happy because their problems are solved and yet they do not learn to give thanks to God, it's a great loss for them personally.
损失什么呢?
What are they losing?
我们刚刚已经讲过,那十个长大麻风的人有完全一样的经历。
We just said now that the 10 people who had leprosy had totally the same experience.
在过程的每一个步骤都相同。
Every step of the process was identical.
只有最后的回应不同。
It was only the final response that was different.
就是只有一个人回来感谢耶稣，另外九个没有回来。
And that is only one came back to thank Jesus while the other nine didn't.
我们现在就仔细来继续看圣经。
Now we'll continue to look carefully at the Bible to see what's really the difference between coming back to thank Jesus and not coming back.
看看回来感谢耶稣和不回来感谢耶稣到底有没有差别。
Now looking at the difference between coming back and not coming back.
好，请先看十二节。
So let's look at verse 12 first.
当这十个长大麻风的人来找耶稣的时候，请问他们与耶稣的距离是近还是远？
When these 10 people with leprosy came to find Jesus, was the distance between them and Jesus near or far?
远，圣经说他们远远的站着。
Far, the Bible says they stood at a distance.
不知道跟远有没有关系，十三节说他们是高声的向耶稣呼喊，求耶稣可怜他们。
We don't know whether this has to do with being far away, but verse 13 says that they cried out loudly towards Jesus, begging Jesus to have mercy on them.
那他们站得远是有原因的。
There's a cause for why they stood far away.
当时的人怕被麻风病传染，所以有非常严厉的隔离政策。
People at the time were scared of being infected with leprosy, so there was a very strict policy of isolation.
麻风病人是一起住在村子外面偏僻的山洞里。
People who had leprosy lived together outside their villages, inside caves that were in the middle of nowhere.
如果他们需要进城，必须先摇铃，让别人有机会躲避，跟他们保持距离。
If they need to enter a town, first they must ring bells to give other people the chance to hide and to maintain a distance from them.
所以他们这次来找耶稣，虽然是迎面而来，却是到了一定的距离，就必须止步，只能远远地站着。
So this time they came and find Jesus, but even though they were moving towards him head on, they must stop after reaching a certain distance from them. They could only stand far away.
所以他们与耶稣的距离是远的。
The distance between them and Jesus was far.
但我们看看得医治之后回来的那一位。
But as for the person who came back after he was healed,
看看十六节。
If we look at verse 16,
他与耶稣的距离是近还是远？
Was the distance between him and Jesus near or far?
近啊。
Near.
近到什么地步？
How near was he?
进到耶稣的脚前啊。
He was so near, he was at the feet of Jesus.
这个差别不光只是物质层面的距离。
This difference is not merely a physical one.
连他情感上与主耶稣的距离都拉近了。
Even the emotional distance between him and Jesus was shortened.
本来是不能接近，不敢接近的。
Before he couldn't come closer and he didn't dare to come closer.
现在他能够来靠近耶稣。
Now he can draw near to Jesus.
本来是远远的，现在是靠到他的脚前。
Originally he was far away, but now he's at the feet of Jesus.
本来是远远的站着，现在是俯伏在他面前。
Before he stood far away, now he's throwing himself at Jesus' feet.
本来是高声叫，现在回来也是高声叫，但这两个高声叫有很大的不同。
Originally he was shouting loudly, and now as he's coming back, he's also shouting loudly, but the shouting the first time and the second time were very different.
一个是高声呼求，恳求怜悯。
The first was cries of mercy.
一个是高声赞美，把荣耀归给神。
The second was loud praises giving glory to God.
第一个高声是没有把握的哀求。
The shouting the first time was cries without confidence.
他们不知道耶稣爱不爱他们。
Not knowing whether Jesus loves them or not.
第二个高声是蛮有把握的赞美。
The second time was praises filled with confidence.
他深深知道耶稣已经向他施了慈爱。
Knowing deeply that Jesus had shown mercy to him.
还有第三个更大的差别。
There was also a third and bigger difference.
是这个人与耶稣属灵的距离也改变了。
And that is the spiritual distance between him and Jesus has changed.
十九节耶稣对他说。
In verse 19, Jesus said to him,
起来走吧。
Rise and go.
你的信救了你。
Your faith has made you well.
请问这句话十个大麻风里面有几个人听到这句话？
How many of the 10 people had leprosy heard these words of Jesus?
只有一个。
Only one.
只有回来的那个人听到了。
Only the one who came back heard.
因为只有回来的那个人，耶稣才这样对他说。
Because only the two girls who come back would Jesus say these words.
另外那九个人虽然身体得医治了，他们与耶稣的属灵的距离始终是遥远的。
But the other nine people, even though their bodies were healed, from beginning to end, their distance from Jesus remained far.
物理上的距离是遥远的, 心理上的距离是遥远的, 最严重的是在属灵的生命上, 与耶稣的距离依旧是遥远的。
The physical and the psychological distance were both far, but the most severe problem in terms of spiritual life, the most severe problem is, in terms of spiritual life, the distance between them and Jesus was even farther.
那九个人仍然是没有得着救恩, 在永恒当中与神的爱隔绝的人。
Each one of them was still a person who hadn't received the grace of salvation and who was eternally separated from God.
好, 耶稣对回来的那一位说,
Okay, so Jesus said to the one who came back,
你的信救了你,
Your faith has made you well.
请问这个信指的是什么?
What does this faith refer to?
是相信自己大麻风真的好了, 问题真正解决了, 那个信心吗?
Is it just the faith that's, my leprosy is gone, the problem is really solved?
是相信真的是耶稣治好了我的那个信心,只是这样吗?
Or is it the faith that just believes it was really Jesus who healed him? Is it just that?
如果不只是那样, 那你的信救了你, 这个信指的是什么?
If it's not just that, then this faith mentioned in Jesus' statement, your faith has made you well, what does that refer to?
大家看到了吗?
Did you observe?
一个人会回来找耶稣,
A person who comes to returns to find Jesus,
会来到他的脚前,
who comes before his feet,
会高声赞美他,
who shouts and praises God,
会俯伏跪拜,
who bows to worship him,
会向他献上感谢,
who offers thanks to him,
这是信心的表现,
these are the acts of faith.
也正是耶稣在这里所讲的信心,
that's exactly the faith that Jesus refers to here.
所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们, 懂得感恩, 是一个信心的表现。
So brothers and sisters and friends, Thanksgiving is an act of faith.
对那个第十个大麻风来说, 这不只是一个表现, 这个信心让他得着了耶稣的救恩。
And for that person who came back, it was not only an act of faith, it itself was the faith that enabled him to receive the grace of salvation from Jesus.
耶稣最后对他说, 起来, 走吧。
Finally, Jesus said to him, Rise and go.
我们看到另外九个人只有一次来求耶稣的怜悯。
We see that the other nine people only came once to beg for Jesus' mercy.
也只有一次去看自己是不是得着了真正的医治。
And they only went away once to check whether or not they were really healed.
而这一位却有第二次的来，也有第二次的去。
But this person came back a second time and went away a second time.
第二次的来是回来感恩。
Coming a second time was coming to give thanks.
这个感恩的行动让他在第二次去的时候真正成为一个不一样的人。
This coming back a second time made him a totally different person as he left.
因为这个人有两次的来去,他经历内在生命真正的改变。
Because he came once and left twice. He experienced true change in his inner life.
所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们,
So brothers, sisters, and friends,
让我们记得向耶稣祷告的人很多。
Let us remember that a lot of people pray to Jesus.
经历难处得到解决的人也很多。
There are also a lot of people who experience their problems solved.
但是懂得感恩的人不多。
But not a lot of people give thanks.
在这个感恩的季节, 让我们学习感恩。
So in this season of Thanksgiving, let's learn to give thanks.
成为一个懂得感恩的人。
And become a person who gives thanks.
让我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn together.
感恩歌。
Thank you, Lord.
诗本的443首。
It's hymn 143 in the church hymnbook.
用你习惯的语言唱。
Please sing in the language of your preference.
这家庭朋友向主献上感恩，我却为这救恩送主，让我现在重述。感谢主拯救我灵魂，感谢主医治我心神。 感谢主白白赐给我
丰丰富富的奇妙。First line English.
Something the Lord for friends and home, for mercy sure and sweet. But I will praise Him for His grace, in prayer I will repeat.Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so rich.
第二节姐妹 verse 2 sisters. Sister.
Together, chorus,
副歌一起。
感谢主拯救我灵魂，感谢主医治我心神，感谢主白白赐给我丰丰富富的奇妙。
Verse 3, brother, 第三节弟兄，
我必每日心靠救主。珍珠救赎恩典，我要歌唱赞美救主，直到见主柔面。
Together 一起来。
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me.Thy great salvation so rich and...
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，每当我们去细细细细的思想，就知道有很多的恩典值得数算。
Lord, when we quiet down and count your blessings carefully, we realize that there are a lot of things that we can give thanks for.
无论是家庭，是朋友。
No matter whether it's for family or friends,
是读书工作的机会
it's academic or work opportunities,
是困难得到解决
it's problems getting solved,
是看到主为我们开前面的道路
God opening the path before us in the future,
是身体的健康
it's the health of our bodies,
生活的平顺
peace and smoothness of life
真的很多都值得向主献上感恩
A lot of these things we really should give thanks to you for
但是主今天的经文以及这首诗歌都提醒我们
But the passage here, we read today and also the song they both remind us
最最重要的是要为着神所赐的救恩感谢主
Well, the most important is to give thanks to you for our salvation that you've given to us.
感谢主拯救我们灵魂。
Thanking God for saving our souls.
感谢主医治我们心身。
Thank you for saving both our hearts and our bodies.
感谢主白白的赐给我们丰丰富富的奇妙救恩。
Thank you for giving us this rich and miraculous salvation.
主求你教导我们能够懂得感恩
So please teach us to know how to be thankful
让我们在这一生的道路当中是做一个感恩的人
So that throughout our lives we will be a person who gives thanks
因为知道感恩是一个信心的表现
Because we know thanksgiving is an act of faith
感恩也是一个蒙福的途径
And thanksgiving also means a grace
恳求主让我们得着这些上好的福分。
So may we all receive these great blessings.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.